Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Zach Galifianakis is just one of my favorite people. He just makes me laugh, and I love Between Two Ferns.
You know, they're making that into a movie.
I know. Isn't that going to be great? It's going to be awesome. Well, Justin Bieber was on Between Two Ferns back in 2013, and at the end of the episode, Zach got slimed, and he needed some new clothes. So on David Letterman's Netflix show, Zach talked about it a little bit. Not sure if you have this audio. He says, I got into Justin's trailer to get the slime off of me. I didn't have any underwear, so I see a pair of underwear in the corner. I needed a pair of underwear. I put them on. Then I started thinking about it. On a lot of levels, it's wrong. And he kept the underwear because, quote, I have nieces.
That's funny.
He said years later, he tried to give the underwear to one of them and it didn't go as planned. He said, I'm like, hey, I've been saving these for you. And the look on my niece's face, she did not accept it. I tried. She was not into it at all. That's what he said.
Wow.
I would take them, wouldn't you?
If I'm in Justin Bieber, yeah, I would find something that was not of value. You know, I wouldn't steal a watch or anything. But something silly like an empty water bottle or a pair of underwear, probably I would snatch up a little something if it were right there just inviting me.
I would have to as well.
Begging me.
Just for like the fun of it.
Just for the story.
Yeah.
Well, social media culture is starting a trend where famous people no longer want to take photos with fans because the whole thing has become more about bragging rights on Instagram than about sharing a moment. Jim Carrey is the latest. He now says he flat out refuses to take photos with people now, and he doesn't feel bad about it one bit. He said, I don't feel there's a pressing responsibility to please everyone. I'm not unkind to people, but I'd much rather say hello. And who are you? And what are you doing today?
Yeah, he'd rather have that moment.
As opposed to giving a selfie, because selfies stop life.
Yeah.
He said it's just, you know, going on Instagram to give people this false sense of relevance. Everybody who was so gaga about Steve Jobs, but I picture him in hell running from demons who want a selfie. Here are 15 other celebrities who don't want photos with fans in public. Chris Pratt recently says he doesn't take photos with fans for the very same reason. He said social media devalues the experience, as did Emily Blunt, Frances McDormand, Amy Poehler, Game of Thrones star Maisie Williams. Emma Watson has said that she doesn't do it because people post it on social media immediately, and then everyone knows where she is and what she's doing. Panic at the Disco won't do it on their downtime on tour because they just think the whole thing is creepy and everyone knows where they're staying.
So what about back in the day when you would meet like someone famous and your mom would be there with the 35 millimeter and she'd say, right, smile, let me get another one.
You know what? I'll bet you if somebody showed up with a 35 millimeter, they would take the picture.
They might do it.
Yeah.
Or a Polaroid.
Right.
Don't you feel too though? Like it's, I get that you want to remember the moment, but I want to be able to pull up the pic and be like, oh my gosh, remember, it was real.
You know? I know. The problem with pulling up the pic, though, is that's the only thing you have is that memory is standing next to them and taking the picture, where if you wouldn't have bothered with the picture, you might have actually had that 15 seconds to have a genuine, real interaction with the person.
I don't know.
I get torn. It's the same It's the same thing at concerts. It's like you see people that have their phone up the entire time. And it's like, you know, I get wanting to capture a moment or capture your favorite song. But you realize when you're doing that, it's completely taking you out of the moment of actually being there and being in the moment.
Yeah.
Or so are you multiplying the moment? That's the question.
That's the question.
There was this little girl in front of us at the Luke Bryan concert, and she kept like Snapchatting herself singing the song. And I was like, why does she keep doing that?
Jennifer Lawrence won't do it for safety concerns, and she's perfectly fine coming across as rude about it. She doesn't care. The same goes for Amy Schumer. Zoe Saldana won't do it if she's with her kids because then she's showing them it's okay to talk to strangers. Russell Crowe won't do it with his kids either because he doesn't want their time stolen with him away. Chrissy Metz from This Is Us says she's now learning to say no if she's in the middle of life and it could disturb other people around her. And Justin Bieber and Sean Penn say the photos make him feel like zoo animals. Mm. And Kit Harington says it makes him feel like a mannequin. So, I mean, there's a lot of heavy hitters here. A lot of big names, yeah. A lot of A-listers on this list.
Sounds like it's a movement.
It does seem like a movement.
Some business news. I saw that Facebook is coming out with its own cryptocurrency called Libra. Yeah, the company that can't even keep your data safe now wants to keep your money. It's like someone dropping a carton of eggs and asking if they could hold your baby. You know, you're like, no.
Facebook launched a new cryptocurrency. Finally, something for everyone thinking, I wish there was a way to give that company stained by years of privacy abuse my bank information.
According to a new poll, more than 60% of Americans believe that Facebook has too much power, said people who took the poll. What? I didn't take that poll.
640, Jeff and Jen, foggy this morning, and then rain developing with thunder later this afternoon into the evening. And some of those storms could be severe. We'll see high around 80. Right now it's 68 at Cincinnati's Q102.
All right, Ed Sheeran, his new album is all collaborations. And we've known this for a bit, but the track list has been announced. Number 6 Collaborations Project is the number of the album. And we've already heard I Don't Care with Justin Bieber and Cross Me with Chance the Rapper. But we also have Coming South of the Border with Camila Cabello, Cardi B, and a song called Remember the Name featuring Eminem and 50 Cent. Mm. Then there's Blow with Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton.
That's going to be interesting to hear. Right? I can't wait to hear how that, like, their three voices are so different.
1,000 Nights with Meek Mill and A Boogie with the Hoodie. And other guests include Travis Scott, Ella May, Khalid, Young Thug, and Skrillex.
Huh.
I know. Isn't that crazy? July 12th is the release date. Wouldn't that be something if every single one of them was a hit?
That would be amazing. That would be awesome. Especially the Bruno Mars one and the Skrillex one.
Yeah.
I want to set my expectations low just in case I don't like it.
You missed one important collaboration.
Oh yeah, which one is that?
Heinz ketchup.
I've got an idea for a Heinz ketchup commercial. I was at this super posh restaurant. The hostess walks up to me and she says, Mr. Sheeran, is this your first time dining with us? And I say, yep. The waiter comes over, he's telling me about the specials. Super fancy. You know, the food looked good. I just thought there was something missing. So I reach into my bag and I take out the only thing that can complete me. And at that point, the whole world came to a stop. And the waiter was screaming through his eyes. So that's my idea. Do you want to do it?
He really does care. I've heard that he carries Heinz ketchup around.
With him everywhere he goes. Yeah. In case.
Especially on his fish and chips.
Well, Bill Cosby is continuing to work while he's in prison. He likes to give lectures, and that's what he has been doing.
Does he now?
He's conducting as many as 4 formal lectures per week in jail, and he's been doing this for 3 months with up to 100 fellow inmates per lecture.
Well, he's the guy to go to.
He is encouraging them to lead by example for their kids and stay out of prison in the future. He's urging them to rebond with their kids as soon as they get out.
That's an interesting source.
He works mostly with a group called Man Up, which is made of inmates set for parole. And his lectures include tips on finding work, post-prison, interviewing techniques, and staying clean.
Huh.
Right?
All right.
Interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Right?
I love people who love to give lectures.
Decades. I mean, he's just dead. More women continue to come out, too.
Yeah.
Decades worth of accusations.
Hi. I'm the pot calling the kettle black.
Well, maybe he may not be able to lecture on relationships with women, but maybe, I don't know.
I just be like,
can you still be a good dad?
Dude, you're in here with the rest of us for your own. Like, I'm sorry. You're just not a. It's not a credible source.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
This is 22 Hours, an American Nightmare. What is your emergency?
Hey, I think it's a house fire.
It is being called a major crime scene as homicide investigators examine a house.
To do what he did to four people, including a 10-year-old boy, is just beyond words.
Darren Wint is convicted in the D.C. Mansion Murders trial.
I'm Megan Cloherty from WTOP in Washington, D.C. and Podcast One, a new true crime podcast. 22 Hours, an American Nightmare. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts today.